대달 더발랑네 아니 지금 가서 그게 출신도 왜 수에 탄네 다 아주 레스 제외 랭게 가르스노나 로버터슨 더 보아 삼데 세디 말이 다 보아 삼데 야우지 영어래 녀라 칼로 삼데 쳐야 그 되는디 랑게 좀더 쳐버지다 녀버 터버지 구여버리 마도 단다 좀더 마중에 녀버 마터버지 가리야 아니 고명으로 대여 말이 사진이 이르사네 봉황성대 엔 도나 저 로봇 테스트도 보아 삼댄스 소원은시 럽도 추위 최고 너는 체즈 좀서부터 하네 아니 랑신기 귤이야 아니 담바 단 진주 뺏은 시도 거지 영어쇼 소원이 말해
And then the next verse reads that after entering the order may I never be stained by transgressing any of the precepts whether natural or specially proscribed precepts taken before the ordained masters. And here it refers to two kind of precepts. Precepts which relate to avoidance of activities that are by nature negative, such as the act of killing. Whether the person who commits it, whether the person is someone who has taken specific vows or not, whether the person is a monastic member or not, killing is an act of killing. Killing is an act of negative action for anybody who engages in it. So one can say that killing is by definition, by nature, by its very nature, a negative act. However, there is another group of category of precepts that relate to specially proscribed actions. For example, avoidance of eating after lunch is one of the precepts for the members of the monastic order. Of course, if you don't have the vows, then eating after lunch is nothing negative about. There is nothing negative about it for those who are not bound by the vows. But if you are a member of a monastic order, then there is a specific precept that you do not eat after the lunch. So this is what is meant by specifically proscribed precepts. So the aspiration is made that after entering the monastic order, may I never be stained from transgressing any of these precepts. Then having made that aspiration, then the text goes on to say that, you know, what then is the purpose of joining the ordained life? Then it reads in verse 6, as a monk, may I strive for eons through myriad hardships in all the profound and vast practices of the great vehicle for the sake of all beings who have been my mother. So in this verse, the text states forth that the whole purpose of joining an ordained life, adopting an ordained life, is then to engage in the practice of Dharma. And so the core activity or the task of a ordained member is to engage in the studies and engage in the practices. And practices or through single-pointed meditation requires sort of a grounding in some understanding. Otherwise, there is nothing to practice. So what is required is first cultivating a deep learning and understanding, and then that understanding needs to be implemented through single-pointed practice. So in other words, the task of the ordained member is to engage in all activities of upholding the Dharma, such as teaching, studying, writing, and composition, and so on, so that you uphold the precious Dharma.
다들네, 대대보다 롱도 그 담주 그게 단 진주 배송 제발해야 내라니 대대보 추 따랑 그 시급보다 뒷 단계에 있니 다 라마 캐치 무인배 인류 디소이 맞다 룽도 연대 투미 규담싱 옹부시시 르드 닝즈제 샌드 껴미 주비 닝도제 신이 담배 제수 좀 보셔 소 다 되게 공도 안 신이 된 주기 라마라도 최주 그도 돼 쉬는 신체 지 투어도 쉬어도 녀 쉬어라서 봐 되게 배 러버송기 연대기 규투어 다가는 신이 망도 퇴가 아니 룽기 연대인데 아니 다가는 신이 그게 다 제외 연대 아니 경험해봐. 된대기, 응? 신, 지수, 지발라, 냐와 코에, 연대 타다 상대에게, 아니, 개회신이, 담배 지수 지불쇼, 송샤. 오늘 담배 지수 지불쇼, 랑경은 얘기한, 아니, 따동의 최라 땜바다, 르소 론주 근지 위험해봐. 신이 담바, 레버는 예전에 미니 깨졌으면 미치쇼, 세네. 아니 지다이니 시신 시신이 숨이 나더래야 아니 신주서 뭐 다동의 류세는 거라 소두지 이후도가 그래서 어디 신주서 뭐 뒤로 나눠 소원 신주서 뭐 다동의 아니 랑기 렌제에 비해 외신 신주서 뭐 최하 아니 더마북에다 최하가 소두지 최하가 된다래야 최하 제하가 된다래 왜 굴레 쉬우시게 아니 더마 최하 제니 아니 나중에 최하가 아니 최 다 송야가 전화를 걸고 꿀리시 최년야 최바가 중리 최년야 전화를 꿀리시 뭐 깨별로 유 다 이거 능시 송이 말해 다동무의 최바 땜바 땀스 류소 논주 강릉야 땜바 매바 이니 신이 담아 추신도 땜바 찍다 땜토바 찍다 이니 신이 비 미니바 예 비지스면 이니 예 미지바 지용쇼 송이 말해
And then so once you have established such a basis and realize that the task, primary task is to uphold the Dharma through these activities, then you realize that not only for your learning, but also you need to, in order to prepare yourself, you need to seek the guidance of a spiritual teacher. And so and we spoke about the qualities of the spiritual teacher that are necessary earlier in my comments to the salutation of the three principal aspects of the path. We spoke about the basic qualities, qualifications that are necessary on the part of the teacher, such as the person himself or herself should have a disciplined, untamed mind, subdued mind, and such a person should have a great learning in the scriptures. Such a person must have compassion towards others and especially towards the disciples. And also another qualification that is important for the teachers is to have a sense of commitment and also a sort of a certain invulnerability towards feeling of discouragement and becoming demoralized. So in other words, the teacher must possess all the essential qualities that are necessary for sustaining the students. And so the text reads that, this is verse 7, the sublime teachers who possess the unshakable courage to help others, their minds replete with learning and experience, tranquil, compassionate, and disciplined, may they look after me. And then the text goes on to say that, not only that, but also from my part, may I be able to relate to such a teacher in the most appropriate way, and may I, in my relation to that teacher, never waver in my single-pointedness. And it's therefore the next verse, the verse 8 reads, as Sada Prarudita sought out and trusted Dharmodgata, may I please my sublime spiritual teacher, undaunted by any cost to my body, life or wealth, and never for an instant displease him. This reference to the two bodhisattvas comes from a sutra where there is this very famous story of how the bodhisattva Sada Prarudita, this is in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, there is a whole chapter on the relationship between these two bodhisattvas and how the manner in which bodhisattva Sada Prarudita sought against all hardships his most appropriate teacher with whom he had karmic connections, the Bodhisattva Dharmodgata. And in the process, he endured great hardships and difficulties. And then, and after meeting the teacher, his relation with the teacher, relationship with the teacher, became a kind of an exemplary of how a student should relate and rely on a qualified teacher. So the aspiration is made that may I be able to follow this example in my own practice of relying on a qualified teacher.
Mm-hmm. More than the bad, the lag, the little bit of subject, the turn is summer law, any, Chita Tatu Mula, any, Ranga Kivishini, Chita Neva Nashin Chigi, any, Tali, the Tatu Domashion Shores, Timingi, any two-way combat, and a chit chove, any, Dagbar Tawa, the Chever Tawa, the Dagsek Tawa, Dumber Chevabo. Any moon the cube, the Tazak Tower of Haji, Divis Chingy, Lord Divis Chingy, Ludi Chingy, Ludi Chingy, the little bit of Migue, Shinian, the Tigre Tobunamji, Wando, Nando Yandro, Majuji, so him.
And in the next two lines, the Lama Tsongkhapa makes the aspirations that may I be able to penetrate the meaning, the profound meaning of the perfection of wisdom. Scriptures, and the perfection of wisdom scriptures really represents the highest teachings of the Buddha. It is the supreme teaching. It is the most sublime of all the Buddha's teachings. So he writes in verse 9 that as Sada Parudita was taught, may I too be introduced to the meaning of transcendent wisdom, profound, tranquil, and non-dual, untainted by misapprehensions, muddy water. And having made that aspiration, then Lama Tsongkhapa goes on to make further aspirations that may I be never wavered or diverted from the path of the Buddha by other influences which will tie me stronger and stronger to false views, such as falling into absolutism or nihilisms and so on. So he writes, may I never be, this is verse 10, may I never be swayed by evil friends and teachers of non-virtue who profess views of permanence and nothingness outside the Buddha's profound intent.
No, yeah.
So we will do a half an hour of questions and answers.
Question to me.
I don't know whether anyone has collected any questions.
There is no question after that.
I think actually, excuse me, I think it would be a lot easier if people write down your questions, then pass them on to the ushers and give them to me, so that I can read aloud the questions, so that people can listen to, and then I'll also, of course, translate the answers. I will start reading from the questions now. How should one overcome the negative effects of mistakenly following a false teacher, a charlatan? What purification practices might help with the emotional turmoil?
가정사 회개하는 것이 너무 중요해. 고소장 고거로.
개회신이 록버지 다간다 다 섭수진이 된대지 땜베 아니 다간다 소수다 몽베 왕기 마신베 왕기 디 땜베 아니 디 그다 직 다 소수로 다 록베 초르브지 인플루언스 레데르바 록베 쇼킹 리스테데르바 디 도답지 탈람 가르요레스 대자마제베 안다 디겐 제네 아니 소수 세마기 부충보다 아니 지다 강에 채버디 게디기 직다 심 강에 채버디 게디 양 바지 독답 제 샥답으로 붙이 탑 탑시 가려 그랬어
당연히 당고디 다가를 누가 그냥 남산시 대바 제제 라마드네야 마접시 와 당연히 지금 최 지금 남산북에다 대배관을 둬야지 무심히 제제 그냥 로종호 제 지금 태송기 다 가서 우리 베게 사마드 제베 타네 로종호 제 아니 때문에 숭기 로다로 찌르지 신 아니 사과 신인 생일이 심세 디제라 아니 신의 그게 유들어야 딱제제하게 꼭 고르고 니부다 딱제시라고 심벌 신이 그래도 상국이 싱글어 아니 시험에 당신 쟤니 아니 뭐냐 지금 신이도 외워지잖아 아니 라마르 쟤니 아니 때나 나 당구중에 니 개점을 사야되시야 나 저기 당구중에 마시며 관계니 들리지 다 차 사야지 여배이나 당구 딱 가래 가래리야 지금 쌤내야 지금 배 미가오로 심시하는 배로 배대 시야로 심시 러니 지금 메모로 대비되니 그라스케야 말해 당고 당뇨실 샤 아니 지금 다시 나는 독립 마시면 다 승신을 뛰어주리
Of course I feel that it is important right from the beginning to have the right sort of approach when establishing a teacher-student relationship I often say that the ideal way to go about seeking a teacher is first not to attend someone's teachings as a kind of a dharma teaching from a teacher to a student, rather to attend it as a lecture with a certain degree of open skepticism. And then also while in that state, you should do more reading and try to develop some kind of basic understanding of the overall framework of the Buddha's teaching and the Buddha's path. Then you will be familiar with what are the basic qualifications that are required on the part of someone who is to be taken as a teacher. When you have that, then at least you are provided with the ways in which you can judge, you can analyze, you can examine whether an individual is a suitable candidate for a teacher or not. And without that, you simply have no basis, no way of determining the suitability of an individual as your teacher. So once you have subjected someone, an individual that you would like to take on as a teacher through such way, then when you come to realize that the person does possess qualities and also is suited to your temperament, then you take on that individual as your teacher, and in that way you will be able to establish a healthy relationship. Of course, if the situation is such that you have already relied on someone and then you have been kind of let down, and such a person does not really possess the qualities of a teacher and has exerted a negative influence, then under such circumstances, of course, feelings of hurt and hurt is very natural, but perhaps what is more healthy is to not to kind of delve on that feeling of hurt and sort of, you know, express it through complaints or kind of, you know, talking badly about that individual, but rather to sort of try to neutralize that emotional response and then keep a distance from that individual so that you don't associate with that person anymore. Perhaps that is a more healthy response. How does one deal with the fear and the resistance that arises in the ego in response to becoming aware of the impermanent nature of things? This fear of impermanence makes it difficult for me to meditate at times.
그래서
Kainsanandi any susukom nyamlen chevalya nyugdus jiberangshin samtang.
Tiyanda kasulupuki chivala jigludili nyicheni, jigda jigludili ya. Si tam men nyugdu samve jigda samgi panda medici. So dopo ci teme va da so ci alla teoria da dal cimene di geni tava da giorbe ten so bu di ci any te duya mo giua enda me va chana da una da ne top giovere sambe giuda di ci da che va c'è ma sta shino kanda sambe Data, Dala Chagwe, Wangi Yonde, Jita, Jita, Pezi, Kasuri, Sam the Pendamedici. Jita, this Marasovachi, that day, just came to what? Mamcha, you were the Shiguru kind of minute. That day, Kasuri, Jita, the Yungri, the Pere, Jinandi, Pere, Chival, Jita, Standi. Then under the Chever to Midago Gomni, the little Jibuti. 가서 그게 당도 링이야 말이야. 러시아 소환. 젊은 시절 눈치 못 날아리야. 미다 걸로 친다고 시켜 봐. 손대야 돼.
Generally speaking.
미다 뭐 건배로 친다고 시켜 왔어.
Generally speaking, when we talk about the fear of death, fear of impermanence, there are two kinds. One is a very natural one. The fear that one day I shall be no more. And that fear is natural, that fear is there. And such fear is not the kind of fear that is being encouraged to cultivate for the Dharma practitioners. Because such fear is, you know, is not helpful. And in fact, it can be quite crippling. And also such fears generally arise as a result of attachment to oneself. It's a clinging to self. It's a strong clinging to self. Increases that kind of fear that I shall be no more. However, there is another kind of fear of death that is being encouraged for the practitioners. This is the fear of being no more before having made use of your human existence, before making your human existence meaningful and purposeful through the practice of Dharma. The fear of being normal, before you are able to make your human existence meaningful, that is the kind of fear that needs to be actually cultivated, because that is the kind of fear that will spur you, provide you the spur to motivate you into actual practice. And this is a distinction that Tsongkhapa has very clearly made in his Lamrim, great expositions of the stages of the path to enlightenment.
Surely, Tang Medudu Sambe, Mamma Chana Kanda Sambe, the Negra, Jina, Yodabatis, say as Nindi, Chue Dumile, the Treat of Yemi, Jersey Yemi, Samdani, Jibuchunta, Tapshi, Chachi, Taya, Dadu Zime, Jiglodi, Chi, Kasuri, Shinu,
And as to this fear that is crippling, that the fear that I shall be no more, which is a kind of an egocentric fear, perhaps there are ways by which one can try to reduce the intensity of that fear. One is to reflect upon the kind of inevitability of death, the fact that death is a unavoidable fact of existence, that whatever we may do, whether we think about it or not, it is a fact of existence. So when you deepen your understanding of its unavoidable nature, then perhaps that may help at least make you more accepting of death. Another possibility is to then try to sort of, you know, counter the underlying root of this fear, which is the clinging to self, this egocentric thought. And here perhaps if you look at egocentrism, if you look at egoistic sort of, you know, views, underlying that is a kind of a belief in some kind of permanence or enduring nature of one's existence. And so one can perhaps address that and then try to have an understanding of one's existence as more kind of dynamic and transient and fluid rather than some kind of static permanent entity. And also it may be helpful to reflect upon the fact that self and I is absent of any independent or objective intrinsic reality. So such contemplations may help the reduced intensity of fear of death. And also it is possible that if you contemplate more and more on the rebirth and the previous existence, the fact of continuity of life, continuity of existence even after death, the more you become convinced of that, then perhaps there is also a possibility that it will reduce the intensity of your fear of death, because then gradually you will be able to perceive death as another point in this passage where your attitude would be almost like, you know, the same person changing clothes, kind of, you know, going through different stages, as it were. Do you find it possible for, or have you seen examples of householders being able to attain high levels of realization and liberation? Definitely. There is in fact a line which states that if you engage in the practice, if you seek it, liberation can also be found within the household. And the next line is that if you do not engage in the practice and if you do not seek it, then even if you may be living in a solitude in a mountain somewhere, you will be only creating the conditions for your lower existence in lower realms.
Yeah, yeah.
In the light of suffering of animals who are raised for food, in light of the suffering of animals who are raised for food, how would you advise Buddhists in their eating habits? Of course, the best eating habit would be to adopt vegetarianism.
Mm-hmm. 즉 슝지기 지가소다 페스티벌 마중사요래 샤 샤돈데야지 다들도 추주간에 상모 가중세비 다들도 자갈리니 즉 나도 지금 초보 기도를 전에 즉 페스티벌을 제가 그들 딱 가중단에 야오래 했으니 깨그 소수다 가중 틀는 안 그 당고를 계속 맞으면 내 나도 룰을 전에 지금 떠먹는 시험 제가 그들 상모 가중 전에 야오 때 나와셔야 되겠어요.
In my own case, when I grew up in Tibet, there were many official ceremonies where during the feasts there were a lot of non-vegetarian food being served. And then from a very early stage, I insisted on discontinuing that practice and said that at least if on the part of the individuals, we should try to become as much as possible vegetarians, if not at least when we gather together and have feasts and ceremonies and when food is served at the community level, we should ensure that always the food is vegetarian. And I've adopted that practice in Tibet, and also I've insisted on this practice in India as well. Do Buddhist monks need to be educated in society or not, such as to become a doctor, psychologist, or social worker?
그래서
남배 잡아줘.
남배 잡아. 나옴.